When it comes to matters of faith and what you believe to be true or not true about God, or how you relate to God, do you feel a bit disconnected from it all? If you fall into that category, stay with me for a couple of minutes to dig deeper into why you might feel that way and what truth you can apply to what you're feeling so you can realign your life and reconnect to the one who loves you most. We often put God in a box. I think we treat him like an app on our phone. We want the app to open and work like we want it to work. If it doesn't, we begin to become discontent because God's not functioning like we expected. So we stop opening the app. We disconnect. We stop looking to God. But our heart keeps sending messages that it's trying to connect because it still longs to connect to its creator the way it was designed. What is the root of that disconnecting? Well, when I start talking about roots or anything that disconnects or separates us from God, I immediately think of what the Bible says separates me from God: sin. So how is feeling disconnected a sin? Well, the feeling isn't. That's simply a result or the fruit of the root reason we become disconnected from God in the first place. Let's go back to the beginning in Genesis chapter 3. Adam and Eve were separated from God because of their choice to sin. They believed a lie and disobeyed because Satan planted a seed of discontentment in their heart. Surely there is more for you. This fruit is good to eat. God did not mean what he said. The truth is, your eyes will be open and then you will be like God. Do any of those lies sound familiar? They haven't changed much. There's no need for them to, because they still work today to lead hearts away from God. Believing those lies lead us to discontentment, which ultimately leads to the sin of unbelief. We choose to believe God is not trustworthy. God is not who he says he is. God's word is not true. There's the disconnect. Discontentment will slowly erode the roots of any faith. Take another look at what you're choosing to believe about God. The good news is he never changes. He doesn't need an upgrade. We're the ones to step away. But I'm thankful for the truth we can know when our heart is confused about God. Hebrews 13:8. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Do not be carried away by all kinds of strange teachings. It is good for our hearts to be strengthened by grace, not by eating ceremonial foods, which is of no benefit to those who do so. When our doubts and sin separate us from God, Jesus is right there, waiting to reconnect and refresh our hearts. God rescues us from our separation when we turn back to him by his grace through our faith in Jesus, fully restored to him, no backup required. God is who he says he is. He is trustworthy. He is faithful. His word is true, and he never changes. That's the truth. God doesn't have to be upgraded to fit into any culture or be made to adjust to the past, present, or future in any way, because he is over the entire timeline. He always has been and always will be the beginning and the end. I'm Lori Klein.